Padre Pio had such an incredible gift with the souls in purgatory that after death, he knew the state of the soul and he knew the exact amount of purification needed and the amount of time that a soul would be in purgatory. Because of that, I want to share with you five beautiful pearls of wisdom from some of his lesser known visions of purgatory. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Before we can even begin, he reaffirmed the church's teaching that the Mass is the most powerful way that we can help the souls in purgatory. In fact, he would say that he had more souls coming to Mass from purgatory than from earth, and this was the principal place where he helped them. And we can know that at every Mass that we attend, there are thousands of souls in purgatory there that we can be praying for and that are receiving benefits from the Mass. The first thing that we can learn and have affirmed is the incredible intercessory power that the souls in purgatory have for us. He would say the souls in purgatory pray for us and their prayers are even more effective than ours because they are accompanied by their suffering. So let's pray for them and let's pray them to pray for us. This is the key difference in the intercessory role of the souls in purgatory as opposed to the saints and us. That while technically the saints are holier because they are in heaven and they are established in grace and they have all of their merit, God, because of his pity and his mercy and seeing the incredible suffering of the souls in purgatory, despite the fact that they are still layered in different aspects of imperfection, their suffering added to their prayers make them incredibly powerful intercessors for us. Many of you have experienced this in your life. I certainly have experienced it. And even the great Padre Pio knew this and recommended this for us to know. The second, that we should never presume a person's entrance into heaven, and therefore we should always pray for them as if they were in purgatory. Listen to the following. Most of the saved pass through purgatory before arriving at the fullness of beatitude. And at another time, he advised someone to pray for their parents, even if they were in heaven, because those prayers could be received by other souls in purgatory. Let's face it, the spiritual life and prayer is hard, and so we often want to find reasons not to pray. It's difficult, it's work. We can truly call prayer a type of work. But even if we have a sense that someone is in heaven, our prayers for them and our love for them will be given to other people. Imagine the souls in purgatory that will miss out on this prayer because you pat yourself on the back and say, well, my dad or my mom, they're in heaven now. I don't need to worry. We should worry for others as if our parents or children or whomever were still in purgatory. The third is that one of the greatest cruelties that we can have is to not pray for the souls in purgatory. Listen to this well-known story. Padre Pio reported to Padre Anastasio de Royo, one night I was alone in the choir and I saw a friar cleaning the altar late at night. I asked him to go to bed since it was late. He said, I'm a friar like you. I did hear my novitiate and when assigned to take care of the altar, and I passed many times in front of the tabernacle without making the proper reverence. For this sin, I am in purgatory, and the Lord sent me to you. You decide how much longer I have to suffer in those flames. Padre Pio said, I told him, until the Mass in the morning. He said, cruel, and disappeared. I still have a wound in my heart. I could have sent him immediately to paradise. Instead, he had to stay one more night in the flames of purgatory. Many things we can learn from that story. One, the incredible importance of having reverence before the Eucharist, in church, and at Mass, and in various other places, probably too many to even count. I have read that one of the sins that are the most punished in purgatory are sins against the Eucharist. Especially for us who know and believe that Jesus is there, we should set the example and the bar for others to imitate. Next, knowing that at every moment, we are making a judgment. We are making a judgment about whether a soul can enter heaven or if they will stay in purgatory at every moment of our lives. When we could pray, we can technically pray at every moment of our lives, but there are certain moments where it is very clear that we have the ability to pray and we can make a choice. First, what shall we pray for? Often we pray for selfish things, our own needs, rather than praying for those that are truly in need. In this case, the souls in purgatory, that every second, every minute, every day that we don't pray for them, that we are unaware of them, we are leaving them in that agony. Here we can remember this story as well as the words of our Lord. The measure with which we measure shall be measured out to us. So that same behavior of us delaying their entrance might be given to us as a judgment when we die and are standing before the judgment seat of God. The fourth is a reality of sin and how much it disfigures the soul, so much so that it makes us frightening to behold. Listen to this. In 1922, Bishop Alberto Costa asked Padre Pio if he had ever seen a soul in purgatory, and he said, "I have seen so many of them that they don't scare me anymore." Hiding behind that is a reality that they frightened him greatly in the beginning. Imagine all the things that Padre Pio saw. He saw angels, he saw demons, he saw numerous visions of our Lord and the Blessed Mother. For something to scare him, it must have been incredibly frightening. Why? Because it was a ghost? No, not just that, but because of their appearance. Other visionaries have remarked that as a soul is in the deepest parts of purgatory because of the amount of disfigurement due to sin, they are incredibly frightening and they change in aspect as they are purified. Therefore, the souls in purgatory that are about to be released would, logically, be the most beautiful. This means that every time we sin, we make our soul more and more ugly, even to the point of becoming hideous. The fifth and last pearl of wisdom is that sin is physical. We often have to atone in the very place where we committed the sin, both physically and in our bodies. Listen to this. Padre Francesco Napolitano reported that when he heard from Orazio, Padre Pio's father, Orazio went to spend some few days with his son in 1926. He was assigned the cell number 10. When he tried to enter the cell, two friars stood in front of the door, not letting him in. He explained who he was to no avail. When he made a step to force himself in, they disappeared. He was terrorized and went to Padre Pio. Padre Pio said, "Dad, don't get agitated. Those are two poor friars in purgatory. They had to serve their purgatory in the spot where they disobeyed the rule of Saint Francis." Now, this is something I have personally done, that I have gone to places where I was aware of some sin or defect that I committed, and I went there to atone, there to weep, there to do penance for the Lord, because I wanted to sanctify that place. In the same way, all of us must consider this. If it is our job to sanctify this earth and our souls and all of creation, places where we do holy things become holy, and the holiness and the virtue that we practice there is left there in some mysterious way. In the same way, places where we sin, we leave the evil there. Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich knew this all too well, that when she went to places where a lot of sin had been committed, she could see the evil. She could cut through it with a knife. So this lesson is twofold. We could atone for the sins of others in places where they have sinned. And if we ever are in a place where there has been much sin or there is this felt presence of evil, know that there are probably souls in purgatory atoning right there. You could pray right there in that spot. And the lesson is also for you in places in your house where you've lived, etc. You could go to those places and call the blood of Jesus down right there in that spot to sanctify it, to purify it, so that you don't have to do your purgatory there. You'll be freed even before you're judged. My friends, before you go, check out purgatoryproject.org. where you can register your deceased loved ones so that they can be prayed for, as well as pray for the registered deceased loved ones of other people. It is a beautiful work and website. Check it out right here. And if you want to learn more about Padre Pio and become a spiritual child, then you need to check out this video right here.